This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got hit in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Everybody run! Doc, put on your tinfoil hat. Stuff's going to be dropping from the sky because of the government shutdown. Oh my gosh. The claims have gone, well, they've jumped the shark this time, and we're going to get into that about what's going to go wrong since the government supposedly shut down the non-essential aspects of it. So, Super Donna, you have your tinfoil protective cap that you can put on your head tonight, today, this afternoon, whenever it might
happen. Yeah, I keep it handy for emergency situations. In case of emergency, break glass for your tinfoil hat.
So, yes. is this the Democrat view coming up that we, you know, things that are going to, the disasters that are impending because of government shutdown?
I think so. I mean, this was coming from CNN, from an interview that they did, and I don't know. Makes me crazy, all this politicking.
Well, we'll try to uncrazy you during the hour.
Okay.
We'll see. Of course, if I don't, you can yell at me on the air. It's okay. We have that kind of relationship here. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show Broadcast Week starts up right now on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication around the country on our affiliates and around the world on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Where else we go? SoundCloud as well. Check it all out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, a lot of religious liberty topics were peppered into the show this week. I would say heavily peppered, maybe super spicy. Right? The spicy meatball kind of concept. Because for me, the fundamental starting point in any argument for or against freedom has to be one that goes to the basis of spiritual freedom. Some would call it religious freedom. And of the many things we have praised Donald Trump for and occasionally criticized him for, the religious freedom thing, he seems to really be on board with. He does. And I will let me just say to my new listeners, when I speak of religious freedom, I don't speak of 501c3, you know, I ask permission of the government to be a nonprofit religious group, church, or, no, this is something that supersedes, goes beyond, and predates anything like Internal Revenue Codes. When our founders, or those that preceded the founders, the colonists, came to America, what was to become America, they really had no thought of asking permission of government to worship. It had nothing. It was like, no, we're getting away from the mandated worship or the prohibitions of worship the way we see fit. And so there's a very high ideal unique to, I believe, the American government, although I think the yearning for spiritual freedom could be considered universal in a sense. Although those that want a church or state-sanctioned religion to be the dominant player in any one given government, that is not what our founding fathers fought for. Yet, in many cases, we see that the First Amendment has been violated fundamentally by the adoption of a state-sanctioned religion. Here it's known as the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and it's a death cult. It is the third leading cause of death. I argue, in fact, it's the first leading cause of death. We'll get into that. And that relates as well to Tom Petty a little later in the program. We have a state-sanctioned religion, And the sacrament in that church is vaccination. And you're going to hear more and more about the way the government and the media is promoting this mandatory vaccine agenda, even if or especially if it violates your religious liberty. We're going to get into that. In fact, we're about to now. There was an article in Forbes magazine that basically, according to Kent Heckenlively, our friend, he wrote for the Bolin Report, Forbes goes full fascist against conscience and religion. Why did they suddenly write this? Well, apparently it's in response to the Department of Health and Human Services statements on religious freedom this week. And we covered this and how great this is. Of course, some are arguing that it's just about religious conscience for a doctor to not perform an abortion. It is so much more than that. It is so much more than that, because once you recognize and acknowledge religious liberty, you have to simultaneously, you can't delineate this point to say, well, no, this is not just, well, let's see here, let's put it this way. California is in a great state of violation. I don't use great in a positive term. State of violation of religious liberty there. In violation of the Constitution, the federal one, right? The United States Constitution, and even the California Constitution. All of them acknowledge the First Amendment, freedom of religion. Yet the SB 277 that came into force over the last couple of years is a complete, total, and abject violation, not subtle, of your religious freedom to not vaccinate, should you believe that it violates, again, tenets in your faith. Whether it comes from your church, synagogue, or mosque is irrelevant. That's already been determined all the way up at a Supreme Court level. And even if they hadn't determined it, it's still determined. It's between you and that which you perceive created you. Call him or her God, however you perceive a God. We have come to this point where we have almost come full circle. The Declaration of Independence was an establishment, and it was very rooted in we call it international law, treaty law, all of these things. You had to have certain fundamental tenets, speaking religiously and governmentally, to state a declaration on the world stage so that other sovereign nations would then acknowledge and recognize this new nation, these United States, the United States of America. But now we found that our government, sometimes on the federal level, but certainly on the state level in many cases, is violating those fundamental religious tenets or freedoms. And it's doing so in particular when it comes to the medical realm. But if I step back from the medical realm, we can look at the Amish community. And I'm not even going to talk about vaccinations at this moment. A very interesting article covered by the Natural Blaze covers a story about the government revoking the off-grid Amish community's religious rights, forcing them to use electricity. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Amish religion, specifically the dogma or the tenets. I have nothing against the Amish people. I love them. I appreciate them. And I think they are a living example that it is possible to live off-grid, even in our current state of technological dependence, internet and otherwise. But apparently in Warren County, Pennsylvania, the state government said, you cannot be off-grid. You have to take electricity from whatever provider we say you have to take it from. Now, why am I not a big fan of the Amish religion dogma? Again, this is not me telling you that they should not exist. It has nothing to do with that. We can all have opinions. People can have opinions about my religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs. I'm not arguing for or against your ability. I want you to be able to have whatever opinion you want, okay? But the Amish religion rejects this concept that we hold dear here on this show, by and large, individualism. It says, my gosh, if you start throwing electricity in the mix, you're going to reduce the reliance on the human beings that are in our community. And then you'll start having the leisure time to basically accumulate stuff. And you'll start separating out. I got more stuff, right? Whether you believe in that, because now commercialism and consumerism is also a religion, is inconsequential whether you believe in those religions or beliefs or tenets. But the point is, they are harming no one in their beliefs and their communities. To force them to accept this means the government has overstepped its bounds. And now, yes, you have to take into consideration the history of the reason for a Declaration of Independence. If not outright to separate out and start a new nation, but how about individually? We talk about the concept of nullification, 10th Amendment concepts, right? Nullifying federal law. But that ultimate concept of nullification has to happen ultimately on that individual level or basis. When you say, I reject the mandate from government for participation in any way, shape, or form, as long as my doing so doesn't harm, injure, And I don't mean emotionally. Don't give me this emotional snowflake argument. Oh, my gosh, somebody declared their independence from electricity. That harms me because I don't believe they should have that. That's not what we're talking about here. It goes much deeper than that. And Super Don, I'm seeing more and more of this pushback, particularly in the vaccine religion.
Yes. As we have.
Yeah,
it's just so interesting how you weave these things in. You know, the term religion is such an interesting thing, especially when it comes to where you take it.
Yes.
With vaccines, right? Or with you know, drugs and pharmaceutical companies. You're right. I mean, it is a religion. The difference between the Church of Biological Mysticism and, say, something like what the Amish would do is that the Church of Biological Mysticism is killing people, right? You know, I mean, the Amish, you know, what was it that they did wrong? They had a composting toilet. Oh, my God. Oh, bring in the SWAT team, right?
Yes, exactly.
A composting toilet. You can't have a composting toilet. You need to connect to the sewer system. You need to have electricity for some kind of an electric grinder pump thing or something. Because composting toilets are just ruining the world, right? They're just killing people left and right.
There's no poisoning of the watershed here. They're not using Monsanto glyphosate pesticides either. And you talk about harm. This is where, you know, I don't like to play Hegelian dialectic reindeer games, but I have to say, when we talk about the religious left versus the religious right, I, you know, in my younger years, I looked at the religious right and I was genuinely scared as a young Jewish boy who was beaten over the head with a Jesus stick. I've talked about the history there. But I've come to embrace people who love God no matter what their religious claims are, because they wouldn't harm other people. But that's different than the religious left. The religious left has abandoned the religion of their youth, whether it be Judeo-Christian principles or otherwise, and they've embraced the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism to the detriment and to the death of children with the vaccine paradigm, the vaccine orthodoxy. And we're going to get into the threats of the pro-vaccine religious left on Friends of Ours here today, death threats that have happened, and we're going to talk about that as well. But I've really come to the conclusion that the religious left is far more dangerous than anybody, because they'll say, well, look at the Crusades. How many people died in the Crusades? Okay, take it in context. Historically, contemporarily, how many Christians are running Crusades to kill the enemy? Right? You could argue it might be happening with certain sects within the Islam community in terms of their jihad or holy war, which isn't supposed to be about killing other people, but the holy war against their lower inclinations, right? The you call it the five passions of the mind, lust, anger, greed, attachment, all of that stuff. But we got to go further. We got to go deeper. And we got to answer a question of the day related to your immune system, because we know the immune system of our country is a bit down right now. We'll see what we can do to pump it back up after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, we're cranking it up. I think out of the gate, we didn't slow down for a moment today, and we are already in full force here. Religious freedom always on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can submit questions, of course, also at the website. It's called robertscottbell.com or else through social media. We also now simulcast 5 out of the 6 days of the week here on the show on YouTube. I still think eventually I'll do a Friday live simulcast, but for right now, we take sort of a half a day off, but not really. Anyway, we got a lot more to do. We got Chris Barr, not a doc coming up. We're going to talk, ovarian health for women. Because, man, let's face it, if you have ovaries, you might be gender confused. You might actually be a woman. So, yes, for women. I have to make that distinction nowadays. You know that. We got the worst case scenario of a government shutdown, as the Dems are predicting. We've got alerts from about the religious left, like radicals in the pharmaceutical leftist groups of collectivists. They're threatening some of our friends, the very life, death threats, yes, of our friends who are speaking out against vaccination. So this is where things are going right now. Also, what killed Tom Petty, the jury is in, so to speak, and it's more of the same things we've covered all over for so many years. And you talk about the war on drugs. They declared war many years ago on the wrong drugs. I go back to the Reagan administration as well. I remember Nancy Reagan's Just Say No. Had she been saying Just Say No to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals that your doctors prescribed, I would have been, yeah, go Nancy, right? But clearly they were directing their ire against something that, yeah, could be problematic, but probably much less so statistically now, we know for sure, than that which is approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Also, ADHD drugs for girls going way high, sky high, skyrocketing out there. So we got more to do. I think we do. We got something from a listener.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our question of the day begins. I think we got a couple. One with Chris later. This says, RSV. What's my last name, Super Don? Robert Scott
Vell
with a V, I know.
Robert Scott Vell. No,
is that a typo?
It's just a typo.
B and V are right next to one another. Okay, RSV. Hi. The supplement that is mentioned in your show, I think, is glutamine? Glutamine? I've never heard of glutamine. There is a letter or two missing. I think there's more than that missing. Let me see.
Let's read it.
Who sent this? Dana.
It's from Dana.
Dana. Yep. I don't chat too much, so I can hear the info better. You mean, yeah, don't chat. Shh. Class is in session. No chatting. Listen to the words
that are coming out
of my mouth. Right?
Yes.
Would you spell the supplement? I know that you said it is good to boost the immune system. Thanks. Well, I typically talk about
immune. I know what Dana's talking about here.
What do you think it is? What do you think?
I think if it refers to the immune system or let's say immune modulation,
yeah.
I think Dana is talking about beta
glucan.
Glucan, yeah.
Beta glutamine.
Glucan, not glutamine.
Glutamine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Beta 1,3-D glucan. I think you're right.
Yep.
When we talk about immune modulation, that's one of my favorites, and there's so much science to support it. It is something you can't overdose on. That's great news, right? So your body treats it appropriately. We're long overdue for a follow-up interview with AJ Lanigan, but go to betterwayhealth.com, Dana, and get the beta-glucan. And if you go to betterwayhealth.com/radio, they got special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And they're capsules, small capsules. And it's one of those things I give to the kids during the winter months. Again, we strategize not to wait till we're sick to do stuff, although it happens, right? So we give you responses as well. But one of the things I like to think, you're taking adequate selenium every day, you know, you're drinking the hydrogen water, or at least staying hydrated with clean water, and of course modulating immunity through the things that are truly of nature. And in this case, the beta-glucan is one of those most profound and studied, scientifically validated methods from a supplemental perspective to maintain strong immune function. Of course, probiotics play a role there. We talk about gut health and so many things. But I think you're right, Super D. I think Dana is referring to beta-glucan. So beta-glucan, G-L-U-C-A-N. There it is. I think we did it.
I just dropped it into the chat. I think Dana's actually following the bouncing ball with us on YouTube, so I just dropped it in there. The other thing I thought that perhaps she may have been talking about, or he, was glutamine, but I think it's the beta-1,3-D glucan.
Yeah, I don't think I talk about glutamine sometimes when it comes to gut health, but it's far down the list of the things we can use to accelerate gastrointestinal integrity, which, of course, the seat of the immune system, the GI tract, the microbiome. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to do. Special alert, big-time alert. Breaking news alert. What is the mainstream media doing about this? What are the police-level authorities doing about this when you threaten a vaccine, an anti-vaccine advocate?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I noticed Super Don, our old friend, haven't heard from him in a while on radio. Coast Guard Corey is in the YouTube room discussing things.
Yes.
And I give him a shout out because I love him and his family. They're wonderful, wonderful people, and a great example for how you can raise kids in this world and make sure they're on clean, organic, non-GMO food. Do the best you can to protect them.
Yeah, I shame on me, and I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I think it was a few weeks ago he got like a promotion or something like that, or he Correct me if I'm wrong, Corey. I'm sorry. I just bad on me because I didn't think about it until now, until I saw you. But he, yeah, there was like a big deal. I think he's like a chief petty officer now or something like that.
Dude, I, if there was a promotion involved, I missed it. But congratulations. Let us know because we love to acknowledge our longtime friends here. And of course, he was at one point a guest, a regular guest. I don't know if the brass clamped down on him for speaking about some of these issues, but. Speaking of one of these big issues that I think is a big problem for our military brothers and sisters is the vaccine issue. I've said about, my perception, if you will, and somebody say, you're wrong, Robert. No, I think I'm right on this, too, that in the Constitution there is a legitimate place for the military, right? As I've cross-referenced to our own body, our human immune system or the animal immune system, we have to have it. And in order to be a nation, you have to have borders. That's part of on the law of nations. You have to have borders. And, well, you know, these are the kind of things I try to go deeper on to help explain some basic concepts of reality as it relates into the microcosm to the macrocosm. And as I said to my son, who's, you know, very adept with firearms, I would have no problem with him going in the military, but here are my main concerns. Number one, they target the members of the military from day one. For potential termination, not because they might go into a battlefield one day, but because the battlefield exists the moment they force them to raise their sleeves or drop their drawers and they get vaccinated. It's like their body now belongs to the government. I don't believe it is appropriate or right to turn over your body lock, stock, and barrel to the pharmaceutical industrial complex just because you're willing to serve your country in the military. That is an extraordinary violation. Now, the other thing goes into maybe people can argue the political nuances of this, but I also believe the Constitution says the declaration of war comes from the people's house, the House of Representatives, not the executive branch. And for too long, the House of Representatives has basically delegated its authority away or just said, you take care of it, Prez. We don't want to have any part of that. And so they've allowed for this permanent and terminal excursions into foreign lands without a declaration, official declaration of war. That's a mess. George Washington even warned us about this long before Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. So the issue of sacrificing yourself for the good of your country, that's one thing in defense of liberty, the Constitution. But sacrificing your body just because you sign up to serve in the military, and they turn your body over to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Once again, I recognize it as a cult, a dangerous death cult, a religion you call it in this case. And that is problematic to me, and that's an understatement. Now, there are people out there speaking in defense of the liberty, the freedom to say no to vaccines, whether you're in the military or outside of it. And some of those folks have been involved with the movie Vaxxed. That's been one of the more high-profile, I would say, documentary films on the issue of the CDC whistleblower who acknowledged that they fudged, the CDC, the scientists fudged on data, suppressed data, trash data that linked the MMR vaccine specifically to autism manifestation in all children, but specifically African-American males, young boys, given the shot on time or early. Now, the basis for vaccination is the artificial induction of an antibody with the theory that that would be enough to prevent the given manifestation of the disease. No basis in reality, ultimately, because we see, for instance, chickenpox. You get the virus theoretically or actually, however you want to describe it. You manifest antibodies after overcoming the chickenpox. Then what? Well, years later, you're under stress, you're depleted of selenium. Guess what? Bingo, bango, bongo, manifest once again the chickenpox virus, although they call it shingles. That's in the natural world without artificial induction. Now they artificially induce it through chickenpox vaccines, which is just ludicrous. And you see a higher incidence of shingles later in life because you try to outwit the creator, outwit creation. Not a smart plan, but arrogant medical man doesn't seem to care about anything related to actual creation and the laws of creation, because many of them honestly are atheists, scientist atheists. And it shouldn't be that you are scientist, you have to be an atheist. No, quite honestly, the majesty of creation is revealed to you in many ways when you're an honest scientist. You go, my gosh, there's a lot we can't explain here. Instead, we got people going, no, you can't speak out against vaccines because we can measure titers. And that is, you know, that's their, basically, they worship titers. Despite the fact that it's not really the way your body wholly and solely prevents disease. And in fact, many of these so-called vaccine preventable diseases are actually beneficial to the immune system if you would actually have them. So we have a breaking news. Well, friend of the program, through Polly Tommy and beyond, of course, Polly Tommy with Vaxxed, they just went on the air, I believe it was yesterday, with Suzanne Humphreys. She's a medical doctor, nephrologist. We've interviewed her on the air. We've had discussions with her when Liam Sheff was alive and had a lot of interface with her. She's a wonderful woman, highly intelligent, very compassionate, and very concerned for the danger and damage done by vaccines because of the lack of science supporting safety and efficacy. And she's been willing to speak out about it. She's written a book, Dissolving Illusions, and just absolutely a wonderful scientist and just a human being, okay? And apparently, it's rubbed some of the, can I say the word skeptic? I don't know. We don't know who did this because it's quite anonymous. It's quite detailed in terms of how they submitted this, but a death threat, a very visceral and ugly and specific death threat against Dr. Suzanne Humphreys and the Vax team, if I can expand it to that. And if you read this, and we have it linked in the show notes to the Natural News article Mike Adams put out, there's things that are just horrific, including statements made, and I can't even say the F-bombs that they drop, but I'll just modify it a little bit. But they say that this person would conduct a suicide mission, mass shooting at a public autism event. So it's not just a threat against the Vax team or one person, even though a lot of it the ire is directed there. It's against anybody that gets together to discuss the fact that autism is related to vaccines could be under threat of assault or deadly force. And from what I understand here, Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, she has gone to the authorities, and the authorities have said, well, nothing to see here, move along, or the equivalent of it. That's what I'm getting a sense of that.
Yeah, it would appear that way. Why, I don't know. I mean, this is... I mean,
why
it's hard
you don't
to
know?
Read
Come
this.
On.
It's well, okay. I mean, I do, but again, it's like something like this you would think would be taken a little more seriously.
Yeah.
It's not a vague threat that's being
painted. No, it's very
specific. In this
thing here. Yeah. I'm going to step right out from the pedestrians on the street and blast you right in the effing chest, it says. I'm going to make you effing squeal and shake on the ground, flailing, bleeding out. I'm going to kill as many of you as I can before I go down. You're done, B-I-T-C-H. Do you understand me? And that was directed at Suzanne Humphreys. And that's mild compared to the total thing. Now, if indeed this were a threat, and this is where I'm going to expand this idea, as far as strategically what Suzanne Humphreys could do if she wants to. But let's just say it was a threat against a protected minority, you know, the government, the establishment, leftists, and the media want to protect. This would be front page news, and there would be calls for bodyguards. There would be attempts to, you know, to uncover who, unmask who submitted this electronically, which seems to be very hidden. And yet they have responded because, hey, you're a bunch of anti-vaxxers, according to what the CIA may have come up with here. We could care less if that it's not really a credible threat or if the threat was against you. Well, you're not a protected minority. People who don't want to vaccinate, according to the religious left, should be left to their own means or, in fact, taken out of the life change. Some of these people actually believe that. There's a lot of hatred and vitriol, and it's disgusting. We've been on the receiving end of some of this over time. And it's not just we don't believe what you believe, but we want to coerce and force you to believe what we believe. If you don't, we will visit violence upon you. And that's manifesting here. So here's my suggestion, Super Don. Suzanne Humphreys, I'm not saying anything out of sorts here. She's acknowledged this in the public domain. Lesbianism, all right? No problem with that. I got no problem with that. You're not fundamentally trying to force anybody into it. This is who you are, and this is what you should say. This is a hate crime against a gay woman. And I'm not saying, again, this is actually what is going on, but if she brought that fact that this doctor, this physician, also happens to be gay, suddenly now it would be a dilemma for the leftists who want to kill you because you don't vaccinate, because now they have to come out against the gay person, which they feel should be protected beyond any protection available to anybody else. And I don't know how else to say it. It's a very controversial topic to wade into, but I'm just thinking, how do you get the media to respond? How do you get the protection, Suzanne Humphreys, that you deserve? It's not enough that you, well, it's perhaps because you don't believe in vaccinations anymore as a physician that you're considered dangerous to the established religious order of vaccination. But why not play it? Why not play the gay card here? Super Don, am I gonna get hate mail because of that? But I'm thinking efficiency of action.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I think this is a tactic that some other people would take, that we would, in a different situation, we might say is not the way to go, because we don't believe in general about putting people in groups.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, that's not what I'm advocating. But I'm just concerned for her safety, the legitimacy of the threat. And so use what you can at that point.
Based on what I've read here, I mean, I honestly haven't seen anything that would outright indicate that the FBI is not going to do something about this. It's been submitted to the FBI. So, you know, I guess, I don't know.
I mean, the headline should read, physician threatened with death over her view on vaccination.
Well, here's the question, though. If you are against vaccines, does that now, just preclude you from getting any kind of attention or assistance or anything in the situation, perhaps?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We are an unprotected minority.
Yeah.
That's the point. The danger of democracy, the danger of the religious left is that they'll say, well, good, you should be threatened with your life because they're wrongly perceiving that the lack of vaccination, a vaccine deficiency, of which there is no such thing in reality, is the threat to them and their immune system. But if their vaccines work, what would they have to fear from those who are not vaccinated?
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up this Sunday afternoon on the East Coast, morning on the West Coast. We crank up our broadcast week today. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day on GCN. Thank you for being here. Also, if you're nervous about the government shutdown, might I suggest a little bit of CBD? Yes, CBD. Cannabidiol, technically legal in all 50 states, even though some of them are so dunderheaded to believe that it isn't. You can get it directly from our friends at PlusCBDOil.com.
There's two ways you can use it for anxiety about the government shutdown.
Yes. What are those two ways?
One way you can use it is by taking it and ingesting it, right?
Right. True.
And that will help you with anxiety. CBD has been proven that it definitely will help with that. The other way that you can use it is you take the two capsules and you stick them in your ears so that you don't have to hear what's being said on the news.
That's definitely your technique.
CBD earplugs, yes.
It'll be much slower in terms of absorption into the body, but it will drown out the shouting of the Chuck Schumers of the world saying, "It's your fault." No, it's your fault. My gosh, but do we have to be concerned legitimately about anything associated with the shutdown? Now, on Thursday's Sacred Fire of Liberty broadcast with Jonathan Ebord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I came out of the gate going, "Yay, the government's going to shut down." And, of course, Jonathan Ebord said, "Well, yeah, that is a good thing." You find out how inconsequential they are ultimately because these are the so-called non-essential government services. If they're non-essential, why do they exist? Go through the Constitution and find out what are the enumerated powers granted to the federal government by the states and the people, respectively. That's what I want to hold on, Super D. Can you talk for a moment? I've got to plug in the computer that's doing the YouTube.
I can, as a matter of fact. It's doing the YouTube.
I forgot to plug it in. Okay. No,
it gave me a warning.
Right. It's a laptop. I'm like, dude, I forgot to plug it in. All right. Well, it's Sunday. It's the stuff we forget on this day. So.
All right. You're allowed. I slept in. You forgot to plug in.
I saved it just in the nick of time.
Yes.
So what do we got? CNN. It was a great article by John Rappaport this week. I think it was just yesterday we published it, or maybe even just today. that Rappaport came out with this whole, you know, the CNN busted. It's fake news. It's been that way for a long time. Go back through the history. So we could expect nothing less from CNN's reporting on the government shutdown. What are some of the risks associated, the things we should be frightened of in terms of the so-called non-essential services being shut down while Robert Scott Bell and Jonathan Ebor and maybe Super Don, a little bit of applause there, right? We're not wanting people to suffer. That's not our point in saying so. But in many of the ways, the suffering visited on the American people is due to the largesse of government, the all-encompassing nature of it, the indebted nature of it, which is lacking in nature in reality. Because you know, you steal from people and you expect that that can go on in perpetuity. Ultimately, it will collapse. So this could be a taste of things to come. So get used to it or not.
Well, here's according to CNN,
yeah.
here's what we need to worry about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying there may be a pause in some senior nutrition programs, which have nothing to do with nutrition.
True, yes.
A loss of scientific research, such as trying to find a universal flu vaccine.
All so far beneficial, both cases.
Yes, yes. And, well, let's see, they also say the CDC may back down on its flu tracking program.
Excellent, yep. See?
Okay.
You see why I'm applauding.
But here's the thing we need to be worried about here. According to this guy here, apparently NASA's asteroid monitoring system is not going to be working. So basically, because of the government shutdown, we may be hit by an undetected asteroid.
In the next few days to a few weeks? If they don't already know that, it's...
Okay. Folks, please, come on. They say there's an asteroid that's supposed to be flying by on February 4th. Okay? Now, it's almost hard for me to put the words together on this. Do you really think that NASA, if there is the possibility of an asteroid strike, that the NASA asteroid monitoring system is suddenly they're going to go, everybody can go home because Donald Trump didn't agree with Chuck Schumer?
Put on your tinfoil hat, folks.
It's Trump's fault.
Yes, the asteroid landed. It's now a meteor. All right, folks. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but that is the sound you will not hear, even though Trump has engineered this. No, it's Schumer that engineered. You know, who gives a flip?
The Republicans.
Keep them shut down. We'll keep healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Whole other hour. Not a Doc Chris Barr is next because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.